Welcome to Afyarim Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Tzadiches in the Oiz V'Adar edition. Perek Asiri, towards the end of Aloch Avov, we're starting Daf Tzadiches and Daf on top. Says the Gemara, Mei Kvashim, we learned in the Mishnah, that if you have water that Truma was pickled into it, this water is Asur. Says the Gemara, Taman Tanin, we learned over there, in Meseches Mikvos, Elu Poislim V'loy Malim, the following liquids, they poisel the mikvah, and they don't join the mikvah to be the right shear. We know that a mikvah needs to be 40 seil. If you have a mikvah which is less than 40 seil, so if there is water, regular water that went into it, maim she'uvim, drawn water that went into it, not make shavim, not rainwater, if there is shloi shalugim, it ruins the mikvah. If the mikvah doesn't have the 40 seil, and you have three lugim and maim she'uvim, it ruins the mikvah. If there already is 40 seil of rainwater, then if you add a lot of water, it doesn't make a difference. But before there's 40 seil, once you put three lugin and maim shum and draw on water, you ruin the mikvah. And if you didn't put three lugin, you put only two lugin, which mikvah is not possible, the two lugin do not join the measurement of the 40 seil. So it says there in mikvahs, the following are considered to be like water, and whatever maim shum has, whatever drawn water has, they have the same dit. So Elu Poisli, they ruin the mikvah, Viloy Malin, don't count as part of the measurement of the mikvah. Hamayim, the water, the drawn water. Bein Toyim, Bein Tveim, doesn't matter if the water is tar or the water is tumim. Mei Kvashim, Mei Shlokos. Water where food was pickled in it, or water where food was cooked in it. They're considered to be also drawn water. Ve'atemed ad shelo yichmitz. And the sediments of wine, before it turned into wine, it's only sediments, so then the water that was on it, that went on the sediments, this water is considered to be maim shuvim, and it's a problem. It's considered to be water. So the Gemara now asks a question. Hocho at oved loichel. In our Mishnah by Trumas, I'm looking at the water that you have something cooked in it, or pickled in it. I treat it as food. I say it's as a din of Truma. Ve'hocho at aved le'mashke, but by mikveh, I treat it as water, as liquid. I look at it, it's still water. I don't say it's food. Food is not poisel the mikvah. Only water is poisel the mikvah. So when I have an item, a vegetable cooked in water, is the water considered to be now food? Or is it considered to be still water? There in the mikvah, you treat it as still water. By us, like, why understand to treat it as food? It becomes part of the truma. So the one ma'amano kan bekoshim kan berakim. Kan boichil kan bemashke. Meaning, when we talk about two different types of liquid, if the liquid is thick, it's hard, so then it's considered to be food. But if it's still a liquid, it's still soft, so then I consider it to be water. Two different cases. Even if you want to say both cases talk about the same thing, both they talk about thick water or smooth water or liquid water. But there's a very big difference between truma and mikvah. Why? Because noisiv tamim betrumo, vein noisiv tamim mikvah. By truma, I don't care if it's food or water. The question is, it noisiv tam? Does it have the taste of truma? When I cook or pickle a vegetable into water, the water receives the taste. So it's also because you have the tam of the truma. Masha'inke, by mitvah, I don't care if it receives the taste. The taste is not the problem. The problem is something which is liquid water is poison of the mikvah. If it's not liquid water, it's not poison of the mikvah. Really, this is always considered to be water. Like a truma is a problem, not because it's considered to be food, but because it got taste. And regarding the mikvah, it's still water to poison of the mikvah. And this is the end of the 10th parak of Meseches Trumas, Hadron Aloch Botzol Shenostoy, Hadron Aloch Botzol Shenostoy. Starting now the 11th and final parak of Meseches Trumas, Zok de Mishnah. A noistim tveilo vegroigros, you can't take dates and figs, letoy chamoy rice, which is the fish juice. So the normal way used to be, people took these fruits, they put it into the fish juice, and added some taste to the fish juice, and then you take out the fruits and throw them away. So Mishnah says, don't do that. You're going to lose the fruits of truma. So if these fruits are truma, you put it into the fish juice, even though it gives taste to the fish and it makes it a bit more delicious. But at the end of the day, you take these fruits, throw them away, you're causing a loss to fruits of truma. But wine, you could put into the fish juice, because wine you keep there, you don't take it out. So the entire wine goes in there and enjoys the food. It becomes part of a truma, so the kohen can enjoy it. Do not put some spices into the oil, because it's a similar way that we spoke of before regarding the fruits. You put these spices into the oil, then you take the spices and throw them away. So you put spices of truma into the oil, then you throw them away, you're getting rid of truma. But he can use the wine of Truma to make a special mixture, which is put into that honey and pepper, and that makes a special drink, because there you can enjoy the entire wine. So what we said before, you're not losing any Truma. Don't cook the wine of Truma, because when you cook the wine, so then it reduces the amount of the wine and you're losing Truma. Read the Mati Breshumashbicha, read it says still you should do it because cooked wine is better than not cooked wine. So even though you're losing, it makes the wine better, and that's why it's okay for Truma. Says the Gemara. We said you don't put the fruits into the fish juice. You could put the dates and figs into the fish juice. If you do it the way you do spices, which means you keep it there, you don't take the fruits out. The only problem is you take the fruits, you put it in there, you take out the fruits and throw them. But if you keep the fruits there, then it's fine. And that's what the Gemara concludes. You don't just put the fruits to squeeze the water and then throw away the fruits. So if you leave the fruits there, you're okay. But when you have spices, that's their main purpose. What you do with the spices, you put the spice into the food, you squeeze out the water, and then you throw the spices, you're allowed to do that even by Truma. That's what the Gemara says, that's the normal way of doing it. When we spoke about the Mishnah, all the cases are foods that you actually eat, and you don't just use them to add taste. But a spice, which is the whole purpose, is just to squeeze out the liquid, and then you throw it away. That's the normal way of usage. You could do that by Truma as well. Says the Gemara, Tsuroi Tavlin, Shenotzno Tuchidei Rizu. He had a pile, a mixture of spices. He put it into one pot. Fechazo Noso Tuchidei Reches. He put it into another dish afterwards. Ibotel Talmud Mot Mutar Vim Lavoso. So then it depends. He has to test it. Give a coin to eat from the second dish. If the coin feels still the taste of the spice, that means the spice is still adding. There's still the Truma in the second dish. Second dish is Mutar LaKoyin only, not to somebody else. If you don't taste it anymore, that means the entire taste already went into the first dish and did not affect the second dish. Second dish is Mutar Lazar. So the more Ma Beino Levain Sheves. Sheves is a type of spice. And we learned by Sheves something else. LeKen Tani, didn't we learn? HaSheves Shenosa Tam Begdeiro. You put Sheves into a dish, into a pot. Once it gave taste into one pot, into one dish, so then it does not have any truma. You put in the second dish, it is mutter. It does not have a din of tuma soichle anymore. Once you put it into one dish, it's over. It doesn't have a din of food anymore. It doesn't cause tuma. So you see, once you used it one time, you don't use it a second time. What's the difference between sheves and other spices? It says the Gemara mishilcho nostulcho, meaning it's only a mederabon. Rabbanan came and said, really, sheves is not supposed to be food at all. Because sheva is not food. Sheva is just add taste. It's not really food. Rabbanon regoizer to have a dinner food. So mishilcha noslacha, meaning they gave it from you, from something which really belongs to you. They said it has a dinner truma. Bedin shot etame to us oichlim. They made really should not have a dinner food at all. Ve'emor mushet etame to us oichlim. They, Rabbanon said it has dinner to us oichlim. They said once you give it in one dish, it's over. But the other foods, they have a din of oichlim yidur raiso. So there, as long as there's still taste, it's still a problem. Continues the wine. It says of noisim yisayin the murais. You can put the wine into the fish juice. Say more of chiyah b'shar b'yichanon. The Rebbe. This is Shita's Rebbe. The Tani yayin the murais. Putting wine into the fish juice. Rebbe matim ablozer b'shim noisim. Rebbe says that's okay. Ablozer b'shim says it's not. And what is the reasoning? Rebbe holds that it's coming to add taste. So it's therefore it's a problem as a din of truma. But according to Ablozer b'shim, it's not adding any taste. It just cleans up the dish. It's called zoyama. It takes away the dirt of the dish. And truma you need to use for eating and drinking, not to clean up stuff. Lefikach, therefore, im avar venosto, if he did not listen, he did put wine into the dish. Rabbi oisa lazar, Rabbi says, you have your taste of truma. It's also lazar. Falozim shimin matazor, falozim shimin says, you're allowed to use it, eat it, because it didn't really add any taste. It just cleaned up the dish. It doesn't have a din of truma. And our mishnah that allows to do it is according to Rabbi, it has a din of truma. Ramana Bab Tarchu Boys, Ramana Bab Tarchu asks a question. Kedevim Mishimati Lazarim, according to one who says there's Mutu Lazarim, Murayas Shilgoim Lama also. So if I have the same case, I have the fish juice, and I put into it wine of Goim, what's called Yain Istam Yainom, Yain Nesach, your problem, the wine of a Goim, why should be Asr? If the wine doesn't add taste, why should be Asr? So the first attempt of the Gemara is it's also not because of the wine, not because of Yain. But because there's a problem, if you have there the wine of Goyim, you assume maybe they cooked it. They cooked the fish juice with the wine. And if they cooked it, it's bishulakum. Bishulakum is also not allowed to eat a food that was cooked by a goy. So the one of the tesa mud alef. Hasi Abyasi has on this. Vatani have a braiso in Avidazoro. And here we're going to use the Gersa of Chaim, which is based on how the Gemara of the Zohar says. Vatani umon mutar v'she'enu umon asur. Someone who's an expert, he knows what he's doing. He knows that he used fish juice. He does not add wine. You can buy it for him. If einu umon, if he does not an expert, the chashash, you put wine into it, so then it's mutar. So umon mutar loy b'she'enu mevushal. We're using again the Gersa of Chaim. Why can you take from an expert? Because you know he didn't put it in wine. But what about cooking? If bishulakum is also, Elma, you say no. I'm allowed to take from an expert of fish juice because I know he didn't cook it. To the cover sauce, the similar thing. Vishainu monos. So when we say now, I take for someone who's not an expert. Even if you know it's not cooked, meaning the one is bringing a rayo from that braiso, then we're not choishish to cooking because if it would be choishish to cooking, why should be a difference between expert and non-expert? Elma, you say we know this thing is not cooked. And that's why from an expert doesn't put wine into it, it's okay. But the non-expert who does put wine into it, it's usur. So you see, the wine itself is a problem. Why is the wine a problem? If you hold the wine, doesn't add taste, just to take out the zoyamo, the dirt. Now, like, what is adding one more sentence that belongs to the sugi over there? From Abiyochir Ba'amore, I feel like Bandoma, I mean mutar, uman mutar, even according to Bandoma that says you can take from an expert, about the Yodei, he needs to know him personally to know that he does it the right way. It's not just enough that he has a shame of an expert. So the word goes back to the question, what's the difference? What's the problem with the wine of going? So the word, Adom, Anayas, Chumo, Muteris, Anayas, Adazara, Asura. So the word difference is similar to what we said before regarding the mikvah. By Chumo, the main issue is, do I have here a taste, noisen tam? If I don't have noisen tam, the wine doesn't add taste. It just takes away the dirt. There's no truma. There's no problem. So as long as I don't have noisen tam, it's mutter. By goyim, nothing to do with noisen tam. You're not allowed to enjoy a wine of a goy because of stam yeno. So even if it's not a noisen tam, it doesn't add taste, you still have enjoyment because the wine took away the dirt. So I enjoy the wine. So the Gemara goes back to that definition. Truma, the issue is the taste is the issue. If you have a taste, also, if you don't have a taste, it's mutter. Other yisurim not necessarily have to do with taste. And therefore, it's not necessarily the same thing. Wine into a dish, if the wine is trumo, and if you hold the wine does not add taste, so then there's no problem with trumo. But if the wine is a wine of goyim, so you have a problem of enjoying stam yenom, which is asur. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi trumos daf tzadik ches.